Shoes and Shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. Here's a verse out of Matthew 5 and verse 3. It says, "For theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed are the poor in spirit. It's the poor in spirit that ultimately end up in heaven. And we have such a man here in this little story who was very poor in spirit. Verse 1, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man there named Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was the chief tax collector. In other words, he had other tax collectors working for him. He was the chief tax collector. Zacchaeus' name means righteous one. He was far from it, but his name means righteous one. But he was not righteous. Righteous means you always do the right thing. And righteous means you are right with God. And Zacchaeus was neither of those things. He was separated from God, just as all of you were and all of and myself was at one time in our lives. Even no matter how moral we might have lived, and you may have not, or no matter how good you were as a person, but it wouldn't have mattered. You would never be called righteous in the eyes of God, because as far as he was concerned, there was none righteous, not even one. And you know the verse, Romans 3:10. But there was none righteous. Nobody ever lived up to the standards of righteousness. They never did everything right, and they were never right with God. In Matthew 5:20, it should be up on the board there, it says, "I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees," and who were the scribes and Pharisees? The scribes were the scholars, and the Pharisees were the religious sect, very, very devout, very, very orthodox. And neither of those groups, they lived, as far as outwardly, they lived very pious lives and very moral lives. But their righteousness falls short of the righteousness needed for the kingdom of heaven. So the latter part of that verse, in verse 20, it says, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless your righteousness goes beyond the pious, goes beyond the outward, goes beyond just the facade of being holy, it's got to go beyond just morality. It's got to go beyond being just a good person. It has to go way beyond that for you ever to achieve the goal of entering into the kingdom of heaven. So Zacchaeus, even though his name meant righteous, he was not righteous. In fact, he was a thief. He was a thief in the sense that his job required him to be a thief. And he was the chief of thieves. He was the chief tax collector. Because what they would do is they would go from Jewish home to Jewish home, and they would assess the taxes that you would need to pay to the Roman government. They worked for the Romans, and the Romans at this point controlled Israel. So they would, working for the Romans, they would go to your house and say, "You owe this much money." And they would inflate that number. And then they would give the Romans what was due them, and they would keep the difference for themselves. So that's how they made their living. That's how he became very rich. And he was the chief. He had other tax collectors who worked for him, and they would have to give the chief a piece of the action too. So he not only got money from his overcharging his Jewish brethren, but then he would get it from the other tax collectors who had to give him a piece of the action as well. So he became very, very rich. And they were called publicans in your King James Bible. And they always lived, and that's how they made their living. They weren't paid by the Romans. They simply overtaxed. So as far as the rest of the inhabitants, the people of Judah and so forth, saw these tax collectors, they not only were thieves, but they were traitors to their people. They were hated, much like our affection is for the IRS. There's not a whole lot. But this man who was outwardly very wealthy and had everything he needed in terms of material things, yet we see in this story, inwardly he was poor in spirit. Outwardly wealthy, but his money didn't achieve the fulfillment he needed in his life. He was empty. He was bankrupt. He was poor on the inside. On the outside, wealthy. On the inside, poor. Most of you are wealthy on the inside, poor on the outside. In Luke 18, there was another rich man mentioned in the Bible, the chapter just before this, and we didn't get his name, but he was also seeking eternal life, and he was seeking it based upon the fact that he followed all the rules. I've kept the law since I was a young child. I've done everything I was supposed to do. He was approaching Jesus Christ on the basis of works. I've done all these works. Am I qualified to go to heaven? And Jesus said, I want one thing out of you. I want you to take all of your money and give it away, because I want you to trust me. Trust me, not your wealth, when you enter into the problems and tribulations of life. I want you to rely upon me, because that's the issue in salvation, isn't it? We have that big float out there. It says, believe. That's the issue. So it wasn't that the rich young ruler did all the rules. That's fine. That's good. That means he's a good neighbor to have. He's not going to steal from you. But that's not going to get him into eternal life. What gets him into eternal life is trust. And in his case, obviously, Jesus thought his money was a stumbling block to that. Because every time he had a problem, he went to his money to bail him out instead of going to Christ. He couldn't rely on Jesus. He couldn't trust in Jesus. It interfered with his faith. And so he said, get rid of it. It's a problem to you. Just write a big check and send it to that Greater Grace Church. Just get rid of all your money and trust me. And then get up tomorrow morning and say, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Trust me. And in that sense, his poverty could be a blessing, couldn't it? You could say, yes. All right, God, you heard it. But he wanted the man's security to be in him, to be in the Lord, not in his money. And that's a very, very important thing. Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. He had a desire to see the Lord. And that means that his wealth in material things did not fulfill his life. He was poor in spirit. He had an emptiness within him. And he wanted to see Jesus, and deep inside him he was bankrupt. And there are people like that everywhere. Yesterday with all those thousands of tracts we passed out, we put them in the hands of some bankrupt people. We put it in the hands of some people who were poor in spirit. We don't know who they are. Everybody is ultimately. Some people just don't admit it. But everyone is. But there are those who try to fill their lives with other things in order to not feel the emptiness, to escape that empty feeling. But everybody ultimately is poor in spirit. But there are those who acknowledge it, or those who actually feel that way, and they're drawn to Christ because they've tried everything else. Zacchaeus had the money to try everything else, and it wasn't there for him. It just didn't make it. He heard about Jesus, and he wanted to see Jesus. Jesus perked his curiosity. What is this all about? What am I missing? What don't I have? Why are everybody so enthusiastic and excited about this Christ? What am I missing? And that question comes from the emptiness of the soul. So he ran ahead in verse 4. He ran ahead and climbed up into a tree. Two things that the rich guys don't do back here. These are societal norms, you know, the norms of society. Little kids run, little kids climb trees. Dignified men, especially wealthy men who live in the wealthy part of town and who have everything, they do not run. They walk very dignified. And they do not climb trees in public. That's not dignified. Zacchaeus did both. He ran and he climbed the tree. The father with the prodigal son, remember the son was returning home? And it says the father saw him afar off and he ran. Once again, an undignified thing for a man in his position to ever do. To allow the servants to see him running was an undignified thing in that society. But both of these guys, and especially Zacchaeus here, he ran and he climbed a tree. Because he was expecting, he had an expectation that Jesus would pass that way. So he laid aside his social norms and he ran. He laid aside his self-consciousness. And he went after Christ. Sometimes in church, when we ask people to pray, you know, at the end of service, if anyone's not received Christ as their Savior, pray. And we ask them to pray with nobody looking, no eyes. And then we say, could you raise your hand? That's a little bit of opposing your self-consciousness. Because people are kind of shy about that. What if somebody sees me raising my hand? We are kind of sometimes very silly about being self-conscious. Raising the hand or standing up, or Billy Graham used to have them get up and come down front. And there are different things, but that's something that goes against your self-consciousness. You know, praying in public, praying out loud, other people can hear you, singing where other people can hear you. That could be a self-conscious thing, or just you're being kind to your neighbor. Could be one or the other. But those are self-conscious things that as Christians, you know, Paul said, we're fools for Christ now. We do all these.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside